Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Transformation Begins With You. Hi, I'm your host, Chris Meadows. I am excited to be with you this afternoon, this evening, and I'm excited just to come to you and share some empowerment with you. This is just 15 minutes of empowerment for your soul today. And I know that each and every one of us are ready to be empowered into this year of 2013. It's well on its way. And if we're not careful, it'll get away from us. So I just want to give you something to take you into this first quarter. And I want to talk to the women today. And guys, feel free to listen in as well. But I wanted to talk to the women today about the purpose-driven woman. Yes, every woman has a purpose. There's purpose in you. And before we get started, I want to talk about our sponsor. Transformation Begins With You is sponsored by Harvest Girls International. At Harvest Girls International, we empower women to celebrate the journey and young girls ages 9 through 17 with the power to dream. And I just want to say, if you would love, we would love for you to go to our website, www.harvestgirls.com. There you can find all kind of activities for women and young girls, empowerment for your soul. I want to get started today because I have a very, very, very special guest on the line today. The women are going to be blessed, truly blessed today, because on the line with me today is my dear friend, empowerment coach, Willetta Frizzle, and she is coming on the line today because she is actually going to be in Indianapolis for a luncheon that we are having for National Women's Month. The luncheon actually is called The Purpose-Driven Woman, and she's going to be our keynote speaker. She's going to be empowering us to do an empowerment evaluation about purpose, to just kind of tap us into our purpose, to grow us, to strengthen us. We're just going to have a wonderful celebration on that day. It's a full buffet luncheon. We're just going to have a great time. So I want to bring Willetta on the line right now and just say, Willetta, welcome once again to Transformation Begins With You.
Thank you, Chris. I am so happy to be with you and your audience today, and I can't wait to see the ladies on the 9th of March. I am just enthused. I'm so ready.
We're excited, too, to have you. We're really excited because even though I tell people don't let her voice fool you, that soft, little, sweet, passive voice that you hear is full of power and fire. And I just want them to know that today we just want to share. We're not going to talk a lot about the luncheon, but we just want to share about the purpose-driven woman. I wanted to first, Willetta, just talk about purpose. A lot of times we talk about purpose and, you know, we make a big fuss over purpose, but we never really define what purpose really, really is. Can you tell us what is purpose, and why is it so important that we find this purpose?
I define purpose as the reason for which something or someone exists, the reason something is done, the reason something is made, or the reason something is used.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? Why are you here? And for what reason? And what do you have to contribute to this time here? And the whole purpose of finding and operating in that purpose is the whole idea for life.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we can enjoy this journey called life, having those feelings of fulfillment. Chris, it's so amazing when you wake up and say, oh, yes, this is why I'm here. This is, oh, yeah, it's like that aha moment. This is why I wake up. This is why I'm driven. This is my, to use the word, purpose. This is what gives me meaning and my life meaning. And then to go further, after we get to the end of our journey, we can look back and say, oh, this is my legacy.
Amazing. Could we go as far as to say, this is why I'm happy?
Yes.
Because when you think about life, you think, this is it. This is your life. This is it. You don't get another one. This is it. You owe it to yourself. You owe it to life. You owe it to be to the world to be the best that you can be, because you don't live your life just for you. The divine, as we use the word purpose, is to live fulfilled within yourself and then help someone else fulfill their life, touch their life, change their life. That is the blessing of life. And so I'm excited that you use that terminology, because that is so key in when we talk about purpose. My dad told me, he said, there are two most important days of your life, the day you were born and the day you find out why.
Wise man.
Yeah. Would you talk to us a little bit, just whatever you want to talk about the purpose-driven woman? Now, we know that women can be driven in a good way or a bad way. What is the purpose-driven woman?
The purpose-driven woman, sometimes we get that term kind of conjures up ideas, like is she the superwoman, the woman who's able to manage the house, the career, the kids, the husband? Is it, who is she? What does she look like? But very simply, it's the woman that continues. The purpose-driven woman is that resilient woman, that woman who ceases to stop. Even when all around her says, it's over, hang up your cape, it's over, the purpose-driven woman is that woman that continues. So for the lady who's sitting in her car, sitting at the computer listening, we're not talking about the extraordinary women who are fantastic and I love you absolutely, but it can just be that ordinary woman like you or I who just continues. She made up in her mind, that's the first thing, she made a decision that this is a journey worth embarking on. I deserve life. I deserve to feel accomplished, to accomplish something. That woman who says, I go on. So that, why is it so important to find purpose, to be in purpose, and to express your purpose? It's to journey on. I hope I didn't go too far from the question that you asked, but who is the purpose-driven woman? The woman that continues. It's the woman who maybe fell down one or two or seven, eight, nine, ten times, but decides to get back up. That's the purpose-driven woman. And then not only that, as she's on her way up, she learns lessons from setbacks. She learns that setback was just a setup for a comeback. My pastor, who passed away, Reverend Arrington, he would always say that. He would always say, a setback is just a setup for a comeback. So it matters not what you've been through, who you've been through it with. Keep coming back. But come back stronger, wiser, braver, more courageous. Use it to keep going. That's the purpose-driven woman.
Wow, that's amazing. So every woman is a purpose-driven woman then.
Absolutely.
Every woman.
Has
that potential.
Yes. Yes, you have breath in your body. You woke up with purpose.
Because
if not, you wouldn't be here. So if your ears are working, if you have breath in your body, there is purpose. Every inhale and exhale, you're breathing, you're living, you're breathing purpose right now, even when you don't think you are. And especially for those women, like, I'm going through, I'm having all of these breakdowns, but you know a breakdown is just a setup for a breakthrough. So
yes.
Keep coming, keep going.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes we are resilient about the wrong things. We put a lot of passion in things that kill us. And when I say kill us, I mean maybe either in the body, in the spirit, in the mind. We purpose ourselves to go after and to be resilient about those things that wipe us out. How do we change our mindset to become a purpose-driven woman in the right direction? Because, you know, we can put so much energy in those things that, you know, it's like, what do they say insanity is? It's doing the same thing all the time and expecting a different result. That's insanity.
Exactly.
How do we change our minds? Because there has to be a shift there. And there's a book written by my good friend, Dr. Jewel Diamond Taylor, that says shift happens. And so you have to be ready to shift. What does it take or will it take for a woman to shift her purpose? Because all we're doing or what a lot of us are doing is we are purpose-driven women because God gave us that. But we're putting our energies in the wrong purpose of life. What do we need to do to shift into that destiny thing, that thing that we was called to do, that thing that we would get up and do every day, all the time if we never got paid, because that's what God has given us to do. What will it take for us to shift into that purpose-driven woman?
You have to be willing to change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be open. You have to be open. Who? Willing, honest, and open.
Mm-hmm.
Willing to open up to a lifestyle, to thoughts that you may not have thought before. Honest enough to truly evaluate the life that you were living previously and open to the change. And even in there, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be right, you have to be wrong. It's just you have to be willing to say that there is another way to do this thing called life. There are other decisions that I am capable and are able to make versus the ones that I've made up to now. Because if you're not willing to change your mind, to think different thoughts, you can't be honest to evaluate whether or not those things that you were doing before were really helpful or hurtful. And then if you're not honest, you can't be open to the new things because you're going to be closed. So a lot of times, hey, and I'm guilty of it too, definitely, in the past of, you know, being purposely driven to all the things that led me to destruction. That was
right,
not very
right.
Helpful.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So first, I had to be willing to evaluate, to evaluate myself, take that moral inventory of Willetta. Who am I? What am I experiencing up to now? What am I enjoying? What am I not enjoying? What's bringing me peace? What's bringing me this? That's where that honesty comes in. That's that inventory you're talking about starts coming in. When do I feel empowered, passionate, full of life, joyful, uplifted? And with who and when do I feel torn down, devastated, victimized? When am I victimizing myself and when am I allowing myself to be victimized by others? Whoa. Then come into revelation, am I in my victim mentality? Because that's something that's the poor me, everyone is out to get me, and I don't have any powerless place. And then where am I willing to become that victor, meaning I'm accepting responsibility for my thoughts, feelings, and the actions that I've had against myself and the thoughts, feelings, and actions that I've had towards others. So that process, you're definitely putting on your big girl panties.
yeah, so to speak. Yes, that's right. So here's my thing. When we have this luncheon next Saturday, and we still have a few spaces available, and it's going to be limited seating because we want everyone to have time to spend to talk with you and you to be able to talk with us. But you're going to give them a purpose evaluation, inventory evaluation. And it's just something really quick you said that's going to help them tap into their purpose. Is that correct?
That's absolutely correct. You're going to have the opportunity to take that inventory. So I really encourage you, if you have not already registered, you can go right online, and I'm sure Chris is going to give you the website of where to go. But what this inventory is going to do, it's going to help you to raise your own inner awareness. I'm hoping that you can come there so you can get that insight. And where insight is comes wisdom. And then after you get the wisdom, you can take some different action. So that's what I'm really, really excited about. So, yes, this form will not take very long because you know you better than anyone else.
Yeah.
You have all the answers. So it's not going to be anything tough.
Right. Just something that they can tap into. Let me give them the website really quick before we go off the air. If you want to come to the luncheon, if you want to hear more about the purpose-driven woman, go to www.eventbrite.com. That's Eventbrite, EventBrite.com, and then type in the search Harvest Girls. type in Harvest Girls International. It'll take you there, and you can purchase your ticket, and it includes your lunch and a gift bag. And we've got to go. We're running out of time, but you do not want to miss the Purpose-Driven Woman Empowerment event. Thank you, Willetta. We'll see you on next Saturday. Ladies, go sign up. If nothing else, go to harvestgirls.com. Let us know what you think. Love you. And remember, transformation begins with you. God bless you. Bye-bye now.